Good morning, everyone, and God's blessings to all. His mercy and His goodness are everlasting. Our lesson this morning is titled Ezra, Faith and the Action Preacher. The Bible passage is Ezra 10th, chapter 1st through the 12th verses. Ezra the prophet had the hand of the Lord upon him. He was a direct descendant of the original Levite priest, Aaron, the brother of Moses. He was a scribe and teacher, which allowed him to be well-versed in the law of God and was given to Moses on Mount Sinai. In the court of King Artaxerxes, Ezra bore the title Teacher of the Law of the God of Heaven, a title that may be equivalent to Secretary of State for Jewish Affairs. The Jews were allowed to return to Jerusalem after being held captive by Babylonia. They didn't return all at once, but they returned in waves or large groups. As they returned to Jerusalem, they were under the leadership of very capable Jewish leaders, which worked for a time, but as these leaders passed on, the conditions of those Jews who had returned to Judea began to be unsettled and disordered. Ezra believed this behavior was due to their failing to follow God's law that was given by Moses. King Artaxerxes wanted the Jews to follow the laws of God as well. So Ezra approached the king with a plan, but he needed the king's permission and authority to put this plan in action. King Artaxerxes granted Ezra everything he asked for, plus a large sum of money to take with him from Babylon to Jerusalem to maintain the temple, as well as money to be collected from Persia as they passed through on their way to Jerusalem. Another example of God's hand upon Ezra is, as they made their journey with all that money, they had no observable protection, no soldiers or horsemen to guard them from thieves and robbers. Ezra and his group fasted and prayed for God's protection before they began their journey, just like we do when we begin our journeys. Whether it's a long or short distance, we still need His protective hand upon us. When Ezra arrived, he not only had donations, but he came with a royal commission to appoint judges and enforce both the Old Testament and Persian law in Judah. The king instructed him to use the wisdom of God in appointing of all officials and to appoint only those familiar with God's law to govern over the people. Ezra was also charged by the king to teach the people who were not familiar with God's laws. And if they refused to comply with his laws and the laws of the Persian Empire, they would be immediately punished and put to death. Ezra observed how the people had fallen away from God's law, as well as how it occurred. They had violated the covenant when they began to intermarry with other nations. Even many priests and leaders had violated the covenant. This sinful behavior upset Ezra greatly, so much so that he stood in front of the temple and began to pray with such emotion he tore his clothing, threw himself on the ground, and began to pull his hair from his head and face. When he finished his prayer, he was approached by Shechaniah, who understood Ezra's pain. He suggested to Ezra that if the people repented and turned from their sin, God would forgive and restore them in His blessings. Ezra gave the exiles from Judah and Jerusalem 3 days to assemble at the temple court. With 29,000 families assembled, Ezra presented his case. They confessed their unfaithfulness, and the men made a covenant with God, mainly to divorce their pagan wives, whom they were unequally yoked with, and send them away with their children. They vowed to, from that day forward, to follow the advice of those who respect the commands of God and to obey the word of God, especially towards intermarriage. These rules regarding marriage are still followed today among the Orthodox Jews in order to maintain their covenant with God. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Father, for the words that have been imprinted in the books of the Bible that we take to our heart on a daily basis. These words give us the fruit to digest and nourish our spirits on. It gives us words of comfort when our hearts are in pain. It guides us in the directions we should go when we need to choose the correct path. And we thank you for those that bring us the word, Father, because they explain it so we can better understand it and apply it to our day-to-day lives. And for those things and those people, we say thank you, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to continue to lead and guide us as we go through this journey. We give you thanks, Father, for how you have watched over and protected us during this time of tragedy and pandemic. We thank you for blessing us, Father, and keeping us safe, Father. And most of all, Father, we give you praise for always being there with us and by our sides and letting us know that you are there with us. You do something to let us know that you are standing beside us. Your presence is always known to us. Even if it's nothing but just a gentle breeze blowing across our face that is refreshing, we know that you are there. We ask you, Father, to continue to touch those that are not feeling the best in their bodies and bring the comfort to those who are ill. Remember each and every soul on our sick list that we all are aware of that are ill in our congregation, Father. And we pray, Lord, that you continue to stand by their bedsides and bring them what they need. Supplying all their needs, Father, we ask you to remember those that are going through bereavement at this time. Those that have loved ones that are sitting on the brink. We pray, Lord, that you would touch them and bring them comfort and bring them peace and understanding to know that you are with them always, and that you will never leave their sides. We thank you, Father, for our pastor, as she continues to lead and guide us, Father. We thank you for the wisdom that you give her as she leads us, Father, as she leads this congregation, as she brings us the word, Father, and as she brings us the word this day. We pray, Lord, that it will stimulate us for and uplift us and give us the path that we should go. We pray, Lord, that someone will be touched and moved to turn from their wicked ways and seek you, dear Father, and ask you to come into their hearts and into their lives and create a new person within. We thank you, Father, for her. We thank you for her and all that she does. We continue to pray for her well-being, for her strength, for her steadfastness, for her energy, for her health. We pray, Lord, that you give her all that she needs. And we'll forever give your name the praise, Father, because we're always working in your will. And in the name of Jesus, we say, amen. God bless you, everybody. Have a blessed week. My love to all.